Many Native Americans have little chance to own a home. Banks are generally unwilling to write mortgages for homes on reservations, and that's because of the unusual nature of tribal land ownership. Now, tribes and financial institutions are working to remove the obstacles and create the first generation of reservation homeowners. Kathy Witkowski visited Montana's Crow Reservation, where the changes are just beginning.
Driving through the sage-covered grasslands and rugged mountains of the Crow Reservation, you notice two inescapable facts. One is the vastness of the landscape. The second is all the trailer homes that are scattered across it. Many have been purchased at exorbitant interest rates. Tribal Economic Development Director Sean Reelbert says the reason is simple.
The financing institutions, the only way they see fit to provide financing to an enrolled member was to give them a mobile home or double wide with no foundation. And if there was a foreclosure on that personal property, they can just bring a truck and just pull it right off the property.
Financing a house was much riskier. The tribe has jurisdiction over lands within reservation boundaries, and much of the reservation is held in trust for the tribe. So banks refused to grant home mortgages there for fear they couldn't foreclose on them. The result was a cruel irony. Even though the Crow tribe has a permanent homeland, members could rarely get loans to build on it. Even Reelbert, who has a master's degree and a good job, has been relegated to a double-wide trailer. Tight quarters for the broad-shouldered former steer wrestler.
Living in a mobile home does bother me. I question, what is the use of having all this education, and I can't even put it to use to have a brand new home for my family? And I know that question has probably arisen with other families.
Thanks in part to his efforts, a new tribal law allows members to use either land allotted to them or a long-term lease on tribal land as security for a loan. Attorney Sherry Matusi helped draft the legislation.
It's essential that there be a mechanism by which a mortgage lender can enforce its loan and have security for that loan, but at the same time there has to be a protection for the trust integrity of the land. And that's what we did.
The law specifies that in the event of a foreclosure, the land or lease can only be resold within the tribe. That provision helped reassure skeptics who worried that the Crows might lose control of their lands. Again, Sean Reelbert.
Going back to our history, there's always a paranoia that somebody's going to do something in terms of taking away the land or doing something to hurt one's authority or one's sovereignty. And so that suspicion is always there. I had to overcome that paranoia.
The new law means the Crows can take advantage of home finance company Fannie Mae's pledge to invest $1.25 billion on reservations by the end of the decade.
Home equity is the single largest wealth builder for Americans.
Bob Simpson is chair of Fannie Mae's Native American Business Council. He says in the past 10 years, the company has financed mortgages on nearly 200 reservations.
Now, if we can help families on Native American reservations own a home, they'll get that same opportunity that the rest of America shares and sometimes takes for granted. It's the opportunity to turn each monthly mortgage payment into equity.
And attorney Sherry Matusi says that equity can in turn be used to start small businesses, which are sorely lacking on the Crow Reservation.
5 years from now, I want to go down to Crow Agency and I want to see a beauty shop and I want to see a grocery store and I want to see a couple more gas stations and I want to, you know, those are things that can be real if you support people with their energy and their ideas and make it possible for them to have the same opportunities that everybody else has.
But taking out a mortgage can be daunting. It requires financial skills and knowledge that's been in short supply on most reservations.
They go with the prime rate, and then they look at your credit rating, how much is what you're...
Here on the Crow Reservation, dozens of people are crammed into a financial literacy class designed to help bridge that gap. Graduates are eligible for thousands of dollars in down payment assistance. Velma Prettyontop is executive director of the Native American Development Corporation, the nonprofit group that offers the class.
We had a chief, Plenicus, who always encouraged Crows to become educated. His quote is that, with education you are the white man's equal, but without it you are his victim. And that's exactly it. We need to educate ourselves to learn more so that they can get a better interest rate. They can stay away from the predatory lenders, you know, that type of thing. And that's what we're trying to teach them.
This isn't the first time the course has been available here, but despite the reservation's high poverty rate, few people bothered to sign up until now. Linda Burdenground says the prospect of becoming a homeowner was the motivation she needed.
I don't think we as Crows, nobody fixes a budget, and that we just live from paycheck to paycheck, but this is really helping me to know how to manage my money. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to being a part of this, trying to get a home and being able to be approved if I go in that bank.
That day is probably a ways off for Burdenground, but there are plenty of Crows who are poised to take advantage of the new law.
I cried when I heard, and I'm kind of getting anxious to start.
Denise Old Elk Stops hopes to begin construction this fall here on a high, remote piece of ground that she and her husband have picked out. It offers sweeping 360-degree views of the reservation's wide-open landscape, and she knows exactly the kind of house she wants to view it from.
Yeah, I've been carrying around this magazine since 1995 of a log home that I wanted in a log home illustration, and that was my dream, I guess, and I still have it, and that's the plan I'd like to go with.
Economic Development Director Sean Reelbert's dream is even bigger.
I'm predicting probably the biggest housing boom the Crow Nation has ever seen in its history since the teepee days.
For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski.